Hi everyone, it's Alex. Just letting everyone know that there's a trailer for Scarlett Foster's podcast on Aswell Bones at the end of this episode, so make sure you listen right until the end to catch that. There's going to be links to the podcast's anchor page and their page on the Listless website in the show notes, so you can find all the information quickly and easily. Thank you, and enjoy the episode.
Come on, Evan, it's just a little further.
Ow, it hurts.
Well, maybe if my knight in shining stupidity hadn't thrown himself right into the mouth of a...
Oh, no. Nope.
Are you okay?
My wren is going to kill me.
I'm sure they're not going to kill you.
Chipotle.
It's not my name.
Look at me.
Okay, yeah, alright. You've got a point there, actually. But... Oh, look at that. We're on your street. Nearly there. Look, your rain isn't gonna kill you. They're lovely. If anything, my mum will be killing me. And aren't they a doctor? That kind of goes against, like, the Hippocratic Oath or whatever. Look, see? It's just one more step, and there we go. We've made it. And you're still here.
Would you like to do the honours?
So you forgot your keys again, huh?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Not in the slightest.
Evan Pierce, what in the name of transgenderism have you done?
Hi, Ren.
Evan?
It was my fault, Dr. Pierce.
Really?
No.
Yes.
Chip, dear, you know I don't believe you. Well, you'd better come inside. You both look exhausted. Shoes off. I'll put the kettle on. So... are you going to tell me what happened?
Reeves Cheney.
Catacombs.
Oh, and the cult.
Massive dog.
Proper massive. Oh, and Evan's leg.
Ouchie.
Okay. You boys are clearly tired. I'm not going to get anything out of you tonight, am I?
Nope.
Probably not.
Evan, you'd better go to bed, love.
I'm going.
Chip, my dear. Do you want a cup of tea before you go, or...?
Can I stay the night? I mean, to look after Evan. I'll just... If I go home, I'll be worried. I want to be there. I want to be here with him. Is that okay?
Of course. You'd better go after him. Make sure he gets into bed without hurting himself.
You can count on me, Doc.
Need help with that?
God, you're the worst sister ever. Announce yourself next time.
I'm your only sister, so you're gonna have to deal with it, Ev. Need help with the door?
Please. This house wasn't built for injured people.
Maybe stop injuring yourself then. I don't think the house is gonna change anytime soon.
I'm pro
prone to injury, Jess. You know this.
I do. You're a clumsy bastard.
Shut up. And thank you.
No problem. Ev?
Yeah?
You are okay, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. You don't have to worry about me.
Okay, good. Go get some sleep.
Jess, I said I'm fine.
It's just me. Oh, hey little guy.
What's going on? Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just gonna stay the night. Your Ren said it was okay, so.
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm sure. Move over.
You're so bossy.
Ah, well. You good?
Yeah.
Evan?
It hurts. It really hurts, Chip.
You want to go to the hospital?
No.
Ev?
If my Ren finds out how much it hurts, they won't let me come out with you guys anymore. I mean, you know about my dad. You know how he... they won't let me investigate anymore. Not if they know I get hurt and I'll be out of space. I won't see you as much. And
Ev, it's Evan. It's gonna be...
I don't want to risk it, Chip. I need to see my friends.
We'll always be with you. And Dr. Pierce doesn't seem like the type to ground you.
I know. I just get anxious.
I know you do.
I can't help it.
I know. But you'll be fine. We'll be fine. And we'll be together. All of us, like all of us, like a family. Yeah, you're like my family, Ev. And I'm not leaving you, even if your Ren grounds you for 50 years. Even if they ground you for 100 years. Even if they ground you for... Oh, you get the point. Look, it's gonna be okay.
Okay. I think I'm gonna go to sleep now. You should too.
Now who's bossy?
Shut up. I'm tired.
Night, Ev.
Night, Chipotle.
Good night, Evan. Right. Looks like sleep isn't happening tonight.
I thought you'd gone to bed. Need anything? Another blanket? I know our house is rather drafty.
Oh, no. I'm alright, Dr. Pierce. I just can't sleep.
Oh. Do you want to talk about it? I'm no therapist, but...
I think... Yeah, actually, but... Look, you gotta promise not to tell my mum.
Of course. It'll be our secret.
Thanks, Doc. We have exams this summer, you know? That's stressful, and I'm not sure what I want to take for A-levels yet, and,
That's not all, is it?
Mum and I are arguing... a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, she wants me to quit doing Spiss. I mean, not forever. Only this year while I'm doing my exams, but she thinks my friends are a bad influence, and she wants me to decide what I'm taking for A-levels and decide what I'm doing with my entire life right now. I'm only 16. It's stupid. It doesn't make sense. It's...
Is it really stupid, or is it just something you're scared of?
I'm scared that if I quit, she won't let me back later. Not till I finish my A-levels. But Sam and Callie are graduating next year, and I don't know if they'll still be able to join, and without Sam we won't have a leader, and... God. I was hoping that leader might be me.
Oh, Chip, you'd be marvellous. You know, my parents were always pushing me to get married young, start a family. I thought being a doctor was a respectable enough career for them. Apparently not. But I learned one important thing, Chip. One of the most important pieces of advice that I can give. Your mum will always try to say she knows what's best for you. Sometimes she'll be right. Mostly she'll be wrong. But only you can decide. You're a smart man, Chip. Only you know what's best for you. No one else can tell you otherwise.
Thanks, Dr. Pierce.
It's no trouble. You know what they say, older and wiser. Might as well share my wisdom with you, hmm? And if not me, I know quite literally all of the therapists in Spiritsford, if you want professional advice.
I'm alright. Thank you, just thank you. Thank you. Sorry, could I turn the radio on? I don't like the quiet.
Be my guest.
And we hope the cardboard boxes will conclude their feast soon. In other news, this just in, Spiritsford Secondary School student Reeves Cheney has been expelled from the town after tormenting a group of marginalized students. After his latest round of bullying, the eyes stared him down until he started crying like a baby, running around town, desperately trying to find a place to hide from the eyes. It was no use, though, as he ran straight into one of Spiritsford's famous sentient trees, which very violently threw him over the gates and out of the town. May he never return. On to our weekly club's corner. Sarah from Knitting Club has announced a scarf and shawl sale. A pop-up shop will be outside the library on Monday and Tuesday, but only when you least expect it.
He's gone. He's gone.
And good riddance. I'd have kicked him out myself. But you don't have to think about him ever again. You're safe now.
Yeah. Yeah. I still don't want to go home. Is that okay?
Of course it is. You can stay as long as you like. I know Evan's special to you. And you're special to him, too. It's natural that you boys would want to take care of each other after such an ordeal.
It's not just that, Dr. Pierce. I've always felt more at home here than I ever have in my own house. God, that probably makes me sound like a horrible son, but...
Well, you're always welcome here.
Thank you, Dr. Pierce. I think I might go to bed now.
I think that's a good idea. And Chip?
Hmm?
You can call me Hyacinth.
The Children of Room 56 is distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. This episode was written by Alex Abrahams and Gray Kilgour and directed by Alex Abrahams. It was edited by Alex Abrahams, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson and art by Samantha Cook. In today's episode, you heard the voices of
Michael Lim as Chip Romero,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce,
Gray Kilgour as Hyacinth Pierce,
Libby Martin as Jessica Pierce,
Jordan Hendrickson as the news reporter.
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at Room56Pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
The Listless Network presents On Asphalt Bones, Trailer 1, A New Perspective.
This is the end. An end, of sorts, perhaps, but the end, nonetheless. A prophetic moment. A turning page in a chapter. A chord in a song. A cadence at a coda. There is an eye. It permeates the heavens, enormous and beautiful. Its iris, a shade beyond recognition. The zenith of color, the last one.
No more needed.
The clouds part around the space where this eye protrudes. It is not solitary, but
more.
But a single organism in a system. A system that is the end, but not an end. There are more of its kin. Each beautiful beyond measure. Flaunting of shape. Devoid of boundary. Affixed in the sky. Connected by a belt that shines with an intensity characterized and inspired the sun.
On Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. This episode was written by Scarlett Foster, with audio engineering by Scarlett Foster and Alana Rogers, and was directed by Sivan Raz, with executive producers Alana Rogers and Scarlett. This episode featured performances by
Megan Charlow as the Inquisitor.
For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on social media at On Asphalt Bones, and check out our website at www.listless.ga. Thank you for listening, and remember, the eye knows all. Glory to the eye. Long may the eye prosper.
On Asphalt Bones Episode 1 will be released everywhere on October 6th at 4 p.m. British Summer Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We hope to see you there.